Lee Fedora is 128 and 52-1 as a head coach. Lee played football and baseball at A&M Consolidated, played in the state championships in football and the state baseball tournament his senior year, and he was Consolidated's MVP in both sports. Played baseball at A&M from 1992 and 94, walked on the football team, and then helped A&M go to the 1993 College World Series. He's now the head coach at Navasota. He's been there since 2005. After a pair of 3-7 seasons, he's gone 54-10 in the last few years, and he's coached at Robinson and Rogers before that. And Coach Fedora joins us this morning. Lee, how you doing?
Doing great.
It's a big week for you.
Yeah, very exciting for our community and our kids. Anytime you're playing in late December, what a fun year.
It's been an undefeated season for you, and four or five shutouts that you ran together in a row in the middle of the season. As you look back now, what was the most challenging game you think the Rattlers had this year?
Well, be honest with you, I think every game was challenging. Each and every week you got to get prepared. But I would sit there and say our last week, was probably one of our most challenging games, playing against a Belleville team that's always been kind of a rivalry game between Navasota and Belleville. And it was an outstanding game. I mean, it was a hard-fought battle. And like you said earlier, with all those shutouts, we're where we're at right now because of our defense.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat deal. Y'all are only, about 40 miles apart, and here you are playing this deep into the season.
Well, I made that comment last week. It's real neat to be in the 15th week of the season and only having to drive 30 miles to go play a playoff game. That was outstanding. It was great for both communities, and you could see the fan support at that game.
So it's Gilmer, and it's at Jerry World, and it's Friday at 4 o'clock. Now, school's out, right? So there ought to be plenty of Rattler fans able to get there?
Oh, there's no doubt. It didn't matter if school was in, there would be plenty of Rattler fans. But, yeah, our last day of school is actually tomorrow on Wednesday, and then we have Thursday and Friday off. And so I know the community's excited, and you can see it with all the flags flying around on cars and in people's yards. And it's an exciting time here in Navasota.
Now, we all remember the scene from Hoosiers where the coach takes his kids into the arena where they're going to play for the state championship and explains to them how the hoop's still only 10 feet. But how do you prepare your kids to go in and play at Jerry World?
Yeah, one of the things that we're going to do, we're actually going to go up the day before. And we're going to get up there, and so we're not driving the day of and doing all that. And so once we get up there and do our workout, we're going to actually take our kids to the stadium and watch a state championship game probably at 4 p.m. And I'm going to allow them to kind of roam around and take pictures, because I know what kids are going to be like seeing that type of facility. And hopefully doing that the day before, they'll get most of that out of their mind and be focused for the game on Friday. Because like I told the kids, if I'm having to worry about you being focused for a state championship game, then we shouldn't even be in it. And our kids will be, they're responding well. They'll be ready for it.
Lee Fedora joining us. He's the head coach at Navasota. So some of the family members going to be able to be there for you?
Oh yeah, I've got all my family will be there. I mean, they're excited too, and they all got to come to it when I was a senior, and now they're getting to come to it as I'm a coach. So they're excited about it.
Your brother's a head coach at North Carolina. He going to be able to be there?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Okay. Like I told him, he better take care of his recruiting and get that ready, and he's got things he's got to deal with too.
See, and folks as old as I am know that that Lee's dad used to cut hair at the best place to get your hair cut back in Bryan. But that's before you were born, probably, that the razor's edge back there. But,
oh, yeah, it was a razor's edge. Yep. I was there, and, he's retired now, but he built him a little shop behind his house that he calls the Redneck Barbershop now. So he cuts hair on Wednesday with some of his friends still.
Yeah, never gets out of your blood. Hey, this morning they've got an old-time paper newspaper picture in the Eagle. Goes back to 1989 when you and some guys who you still associate with were all wearing maroon and white.
That's a really exciting time for us as a group of guys that get to work together now after we were coming up as younger friends the whole way through. And to be able to do that as a player and now to be able to do that as a coach, it's a great thing. Not many people get that opportunity, but I read the article, and Larry Bowen and them did a tremendous job. I think that was very neat, and it means a lot to me.
Sure. Hey, we want to remind folks, if they can't make it to the game, our station in Navasota, Navasota News 1550, of course, will have that as they've been following the Rattlers all year. Finally, I guess, what does it mean for a one-school city like Navasota to win a state championship now and for history?
Well, I think the big thing is it's something that's going to stay in the back of your mind your whole life. And, you know, it's just like the deal that ran on KBTX yesterday when it showed me. I didn't know they were going to put me on when I was back in 89 with tears in my eyes. But my daughters had fun laughing at that. you know, I tell them it's something that you're going to remember the rest of your life. And the one thing I want to make sure they understand, they need to enjoy the moment right now because what they've done is outstanding, but they want to finish the job. And that's something that if we can finish and do the things that we need to do and bring that back to Navasota, this is something that's going to be talked about by their kids' kids. It's going to be something that's always remembered and something that they made history with.
There you go. Hope you guys play well this weekend and you can bring home a Class 3A Division II title. Thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all.
All right. See you later. All right. There you go. Coach Fedora from over in Navasota.